This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Hamid Sahir, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Vanessa Gorham, please note the following medical letter, period. Vanessa is V-A-N-E-S-S-A. Gorham is G-O-R-H-A-M, G-O-R-H-A-M. On October 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma. And I scratch comma. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old female, height 5'7" tall, weight 145 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about January 5th, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. The patient was T-boned on the driver's side by a Cadillac passenger sedan, period. The patient was in a Traverse Chevy SUV, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and hit her head on the vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, head, comma, bilateral legs, comma. Foot, comma, and knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having bad pain in the neck, comma, lumbar area, comma, and persistent anxiety, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the neck, she was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. Her pain is described as constant, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates with numbness down the left arm into the fingers, period. It also occurs with a tingling sensation, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with an injection in the low back, comma, physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, and medication, period. The pain is constant, period. It is described as a pressure-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7.5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates with numbness and tingling down the left leg to the toes, period. She has an involuntary twitching in toes 2 and 3, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was approximately 1 week after the injury. She saw her family doctor at IU Health Network. She was seen a few times and referred for chiropractic care, physical therapy, medication, and mental health, period. She was seen several times for chiropractic care, and she was given physical therapy at IU several times, period. She had several mental health visits. Some were over the phone, period. She was seen at sports medicine, and she had an injection in her back, period. She was also seen by podiatry. And was given orthotics to help with her back pain and foot pain, period. New paragraph. In reference to anxiety since the automobile accident, This anxiety has been constant, period. She has been on medicine for this since the automobile accident, period. She has nervousness, overwhelmingness, comma, sleeping issues, comma, and problems dealing with relationships as a result of this issue, period. She has symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems doing housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as running, volleyball, and basketball, comma, lifting over 8 pounds, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, walking over a mile, comma, driving over 3 hours, comma, sleep, comma, and going to the gym, period. New paragraph. Medications include propranolol, comma, ibuprofen, comma, naproxen, comma, meloxicam, comma, and hydroxyzine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes propranolol, comma, over-the-counter medicine, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for seasonal allergies and a miscarriage. New paragraph. Past surgical history is a cholecystectomy. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. Since the automobile accident in approximately November of 23, she had a fall injuring her entire back and hips, period. It was treated with chiropractic care for 4 to 5 months, period. This fall aggravated the injury to the neck and low back that was sustained in this auto accident, period. The patient states that this aggravated her neck pain by about 10%, period. She was still having neck pain prior to the fall injury, and it was aggravated by this auto accident. The fall injury did aggravate her back pain sustained in the auto accident, period. The patient sustained this fall when she tripped getting out of a store, period. The low back was also injured in this fall, aggravating the low back pain by 20%, period. She was still having low back pain immediately prior to the fall, period. In approximately 2015, she was involved in an automobile accident. There was no treatment or permanency, period. There was another automobile accident approximately 2008. With no treatment or permanency, period. The patient has no history of work injuries, period. The patient has no other falls, period. The patient did have prior treatment of anxiety. However, this was much worse after this auto accident, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation was that she was a prior worked in cleaning. However, presently she cannot do that work, and she is in school to further her education for possible nursing, period. The patient missed 3 to 4 months of physical work, but she did subcontract out her work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Indiana University Health, chief complaint, new patient established care, MVA, experiencing back spasms, period. History is here to establish care, was an MVA, January 5th. 2023, was a driver and was hit on the driver's side, period. Has been feeling fatigue, comma, stiffness in the neck, comma, back, comma, and shoulders, period, is feeling muscle spasm in her back period, is also having some chest pain in the sternum period. On physical examination, normal range of motion of the neck, but with pain. Assessment, acute neck pain. Number two, back pain due to injury period. They ordered x-rays of the spine and put her on NSAIDs and cyclobenzaprine, period. End of report. Indiana University Health, IU Methodist Hospital, CT scan of the neck, February 6, 2023. Cervical area, impression one, straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, which could be on the basis of the patient's positioning or muscle spasm period. Number two, no fracture. End of report. X-ray report, January 11th, 2023. Reason for exam, neck pain after MVA. They did x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Report was nonspecific straightening of the cervical spine with 2 millimeter retrolithesis of C3 on C4. If there is clinical concerns for fracture, recommend CT, period, end of report. Several records were reviewed from Chiro First, C-H-I-R-O, First, 1-S-T, so it's Chiro First. Initial exam done March 27th, 2023. Upon review of the records, there were abnormal ranges of motion noted in the neck and low back areas in particular, period. She was complaining of headaches, neck pain, back pain, hip pain, upper and lower back pain, period. They obviously went on and treated the patient. I did review multiple records, period. Indiana University Health, February 16th, 2023, chief complaint, follow-up hip and back pain, period. Scheduled physical therapy for her neck, is still having neck and shoulder pain, period. Left hip is still painful, period. Assessment, chronic back pain, one, and number two, chronic neck pain, period. Physical therapy was scheduled. Also, number three was hip pain. Number three, hip pain. End of report. Mental health evaluation at Miller Care Group, May 26, 2023. Said she was in her car when another car came to her as he was trying to turn into the parking lot, period. Current evaluation states that it appears that Mrs. Gorham is suffering emotionally from PTSD and depression, period. Her short-term memory is a problem, and she cannot focus, period. It is recommended she follow up getting with her doctor that can treat the disc in her neck outside a chiropractor, period. End of report. Emergency room report, Community East Emergency Department, November 3rd, 2023, presents to the emergency department after a fall, period. On physical examination, there was no gross deformity or swelling, period. Mild lumbar back pain with palpation, period. Midline neck tenderness with palpation, period. tenderness with palpation to the posterior skull period. Under medical decision making, they state 42-year-old female presents after falling backwards, hitting her head, period. She has complaints of pain in multiple areas, period. On exam, there were no gross deformities, period. All her x-rays were negative, period. Patient was subsequently discharged, period. Clinical impression, 1, fall from standing, initial encounter, 2, multiple contusions, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 5th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are, number 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and retrolithesis of C3 on C4. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, anxiety, comma, PTSD, and depression, period. Number 4, costochondritis resolved. Number 5, bilateral shoulder trauma and pain resolved, period. The above 5 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of January 5th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, it is my feeling that the patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the cervical, lumbar, and post-traumatic stress disorder, period. By permanent, I mean she will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar region for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will also have post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Additional chiropractic care is warranted, period. Over-the-counter medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Additional injections in the cervical and lumbar regions will cost $3,500, period. Some additional psychiatric and psychology counseling will be $2,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I want to emphasize that as the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. At this time, we are anticipating scheduling a physical examination. And should this occur, I will be happy to forward to you an addendum letter, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.